So I have to get to the business now, folks. Big Fatty. I was going to phone your show, but I just can't find the time, my friend. I can't find the time. So I'm going to talk to you right now here, mister. You listen to me. My fingers, although they may be sore, were not hurt. That's a reference to some episode some long time ago. I have no idea what that means. My birthday, Mr. Fat, is not in May, although it has been confused for being in April the 3rd, when indeed it is March the 4th. So thank you for wishing me a second birthday in May. I'll just apply it to next year's March birthday. Thank you very much.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
My fingers, although they may be sore.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1420 of the BFO for right to the 5th of July 2013. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show, y'all. We've got voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, recoverers. Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, today is travel day for Big Freddy. And me too, Big Freddy. Because leaving the northern Mexico and heading back to South Kakalaki. Big Freddy, before you go any further, can you tell us what in the hell is this music? Well, Poodle, you don't recognize this music? No, Big Freddy. Well, let's see. I guess I could give you another clue. Would it help if I played this song with the words? Well, Big Freddy, I don't know, but give it a try.
The bluest sky you've ever seen in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle, like a beautiful child.
Big Freddy, this one is hard. I don't know what this is. Well, Poodle, just listen to the words and it may become a little bit clearer. And if not, fear not, because Big Fatty's got one last clue that I know will give it away. Big Freddy, I can't wait to hear it.
Look out, everyone, here comes the bride.
Big Freddy, I know what it is. Yes, y'all, today, for right day, y'all, we are celebrating the Faye Driver's pending nuptials with Mr. Anderson Tamari, the 6th of July up there in Vancouver, northern Mexico. And, y'all, from what I understand, the blushing bride, the Faye Driver, he has made his final selection of gowns and veils. And, I think the only thing that's still, up in the air is nail polish color. Ready. But, anyway, y'all, if you don't know, you know, the Faye Driver who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, he is getting married, getting hitched, making it official, attaching the old ball and chain. Big Freddy, that sounds horrible. But anyway, so we want to send our best wishes to the Faye Driver and Mr. Anderson and Big Freddy, and I know they're going to have a lovely cake. Yes, they are, Poodle. And so, Faye Driver, we're all thinking of you. We wish we could be there. I'm sure you'll be the blushing bride. And remember, you know, there are traditions at a wedding. You, Mr. Anderson will remove your garter and throw it into the crowd. And then, of course, you'll throw your bouquet. And Big Fatty, they'll eat cake.
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Dear Gussie, I hope it's not too late to get this message in, but I wanted to send a card to the newly married couple to be Mr. Anderson and the person he's marrying. But anyway, I didn't make it. So I hope this makes it on the show before the nuptials are exchanged and before the feet get ice cold. But I just wanted to say congrats to Faye and Mr. Anderson and wish you a million years of love and misery. Because they go together. All right. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, I am delighted. I am just delighted that you made it in under the gun. Bee, Fatty, is it a shotgun wedding? I don't know. But anyway, Miss Bacon, I'm pleased to pass along your old ball and chain wishes to the Faye Driver and Mr. Anderson. And yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, the next call that I have, y'all, I have no idea who it's from. But it kind of tells a story that could probably apply to the Faye Driver and Mr. Anderson. And I may have told this story on the show before, but y'all, I think it's funny, and I think it's funny that it came in right before Big Fatty recoded. Now I know it came from somewhere in Southern California, but y'all, that's about all I know. I have no idea where it came from. Big Fatty, hush and play it.
I had a dear, dear friend, a very famous female impersonator, Charles Pierce. Charles died in May of 99, and at his memorial, which incidentally he scripted himself because he knew that he was dying, he asked me to read his favorite story, which I'd like to tell you now. It's called A Mother's Ingenuity. John invited his mother for dinner. And when she arrived, she couldn't help but notice how handsome John's roommate was. I mean, she'd long been questioning John's sexuality, and over the course of the evening, watching the two men interact, she began to wonder if there wasn't a little something more between John and his roommate than met the eye. And John, reading his mother's thoughts, volunteered, "Look, Mom, I know what you're thinking, but I assure you, Michael and I are just roommates." Well, about a week later, Michael went to John and said, "You know, ever since your mother was here for dinner, I've been unable to find that beautiful silver gravy ladle. You don't suppose she took it, do you?" John said, "Well, I doubt it, but I'll write and ask her, you know, just to be sure." So he sat down and he wrote, "Dear Mom, I'm not saying you did take a gravy ladle from my house, and I'm not saying you did not take a gravy ladle. But the fact remains, one has been missing ever since you were here for dinner. Love, John." And a few days later, he received a letter from his mother, which read, "Dear son, I'm not saying you do sleep with Michael. And I'm not saying you do not sleep with Michael. But the fact remains, if he'd been sleeping in his own bed, he would have found the gravy ladle by now. Love, Mom."
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, did anybody send Mr. Anderson and the Faye Driver a gravy? So anyway, yeah, I think that's a cute story. And anyway, it seemed appropriate. Seemed appropriate here on. You know, I wonder if the blushing bride and the groom to be will have bachelorette and bachelor parties. Big fatty, did you say party? No, I said party. Party. Oh, okay. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Moose. Hope you have a very safe journey back to South Kakalaki. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is Moose P. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. And Moose, thank you. Was it 2010 or 2011? Be ready. We don't remember. Move forward. No, 2010. Moose, thank you so much for those kind words. And y'all, Moose also sent me a Twitty, and he said it was something about that I could file a claim with the TSA. Let me see if I can just find it here real quick. Big Fatty, you should have been prepared. It says I can go to tsa.gov/traveler-information. Get some information about getting my grip taken care of. Big Freddy, that sounds just lovely. Yeah, gotta see y'all today for right day, the 5th of July, y'all, we have not one, but we have two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all. The first one, a longtime listener of the BFO, y'all, it's Paul the Kitten Whisperer. Yes, Big Ready, I love anybody who whispers to kitties. And, Paul, that's just lovely. And I hope you've got something special planned that doesn't involve kitty. Be ready, be nice. And, y'all, the other special birthday we have today, it's an exiting the birth canal of a dear, dear friend of that trucker, Alex. You've heard me mention her name before. Y'all, it is the one and only Sandy Flamenco. Be ready, it's Sandy what? Sandy Flamenco. Be ready, it sounds like some sort of Mexican dance. Well, it kind of is. So, Sandy and Paul, we hope you have a lovely day. Big Fatty, do you think they'll pull out the castanets and dance around a cake? Yeah, I guess y'all, there's been some spotting Big Fatty up here in northern Mexico. But y'all, before I go any further, I hope each and every one of you will take a chance and try to spot Big Fatty at the Faye Driver's wedding. I think it'll be lovely. But y'all, Anonymous spotted Big Fatty at the Beaver Tails. And it says, only Mexican fat foods in the Mexico... Canada's poor Big Fatty, he can't speak the Northern Mexican, so nobody understood him when he asked about these delicious gourmet beaver tails. Do they fit in my fat diet? Is the cook related to Kim Beaver? He had to try some to make sure. He ate all the tails available. Poor Kim Beaver. And y'all, then there's another one Anonymous spotted. Big Fatty has been spotted in the Northern Mexico Disneyland taking a ride on the Theodore the Tutu boat. Poodle McNoodle thought it was a flooded Thomas the Tutu train.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, I guess y'all, by the way, I'm playing all these musical intros because the Faye Driver just loves them. He loves them. So it's kind of my wedding present. Y'all, I wonder if they'll be having consomme after the wedding. Beh, Fatty, what do you mean? Well, you know, isn't that how you consummate the wedding? Beh, Fatty, you're vulgar. Anyway... y'all, in full disclosure, I'm recording this on Wednesday afternoon because I got to get all packed up, and I'm just not going to have time on Thursday to record a Friday little show. But y'all, too, I say Tuesday night, y'all went out, went to the local bar and had a beverage. A cute little bartender, he talked to me a little bit. And but, y'all, then there were like six or eight lesbians that came in, and they brought a pizza pie in. And, you know, it was just me and the cute little bartender and six or eight lesbians eating pizza pie. And I thought, no. And he says, oh, they're getting together to get ready for a drag king show. So they're having a planning meeting. I said, thank you for calling. And then I went over to the other local establishment. And, y'all, I had so much fun. There must have been six or seven gentlemen callers that Big Fatty made up for lost time with at the local establishment. Speaking of that, Timmy Sims sent me a picture of Steamworks from up there in the Chicago's. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, speaking of lots of gentlemen callers, I get back to the hotel room last night, and I crawl in the bed, and I had left a wake-up call. And, you know, it was one of those times when I had fallen asleep, and then all of a sudden the phone rang, and I went, my God, is it time to get up already? So I hopped up, and I answered the phone, and I expected to hear, this is your wake-up call, Rick Reddy. And, y'all, it wasn't. It was the turnip head. And he was calling, and we chatted for a minute or so, and then he says, oh, by the way, McCready, I've got a surprise for you. And I hear this little voice, and, y'all, it is that Kyle and the Hawaiians. And so, y'all, Kyle and the Turnip Head and Burgherder, we had a three-way. It's vulgar. Over seven times. We had a three-way, and, y'all, it was just lovely to speak to both of them. And, y'all, we probably talked a good 45 minutes, but it was just lovely. You know, I could actually hear Kyle, and it wasn't like he was masturbating into the bed. Ready, please, that's only on the stinky orangutans. So, well, anyway. But anyway, and the turnip head sounded in good spirits, and Big Freddy, that's because he probably had some vodka. Oh, well, those are pretty good spirits. But anyway, so y'all, Big Fatty is going to be heading back to Charleston on a Friday. Oh, dear gussie, about midday. And I'll be back in the Fat Cave for Friday evening, y'all. I'm looking forward to catching up on the Big Brother to see what's been going on with that and the other quiz programs that have been going on. And, y'all, I hope you've enjoyed hearing about some of Big Herder's trip up here in the northern Mexico. And, y'all, I'm going to say it one more time. Please keep looking for pictures spotting Big Fatty in the northern Mexico, and especially at the Faye Driver's wedding. You know, maybe, you know, Big Fatty, I hope they'll get a picture of the cake, too. Well, Poodle, you never know. Faye, any last words before you get married?
My fingers, although they may be sore.
Oh, Big Fatty, he sounds like he's vulgar on his wedding day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.